Chapter 50. As soon as Kip got out of sight, he ran. He took the stairs down to his level and ran until he was within sight of his barracks. There was a man standing outside the barracks.
"Hello, sir,"
he said as Kip approached.
"Huh?"
"I've been told to tell you that Lord Andros Guile wishes to reward you for your fine play. You've been given your own room. Your things have already been moved. Would you like to follow me?"
That old, decrepit, infuriating spider. He was magnificent. He'd just played a scry and looked at Kip's hand. For one moment, Kip couldn't help but admire how well played it was. How better to go through all of Kip's possessions than by helping him move? And how could Kip object? He was getting a better room. For nothing. So Kip did the smartest thing he'd done all day. He went upstairs, without making some excuse to first go into the barracks and check to see if the dagger was still in the chest 5 beds down. If they'd stolen it, it was already gone. If it was still there, he'd only be tipping them off. He'd come back later. His new room wasn't large, but it did have a bed with new sheets and a warm blanket, a desk, a couple of chairs, and a small window to the outside. There was a lock on the door. The servant handed him a key. Nice touch. The people most likely to steal from him doubtless already had a copy.
"Thank you," Kip said. "Tell Lux Lord Guile I was left speechless by his generosity. Tell him... nice scry."
"Nice try, sir?"
"Nice scry."
"Scry. Very well, sir."
The man waited near the door, and Kip realized he was supposed to give him a tip.
"I'm terribly sorry," Kip said, "but I don't have any money."
The man glanced around the room as if to say, "Awfully nice room and situation you've got here for a pauper." As if to say, "Liar." Kip flushed.
"Thank you. Now goodbye."
He nearly slammed the door on the man's face, suddenly angry, deeply embarrassed. But as the door closed, he realized that Lord Guile had done this too. He had plenty of slaves who could have brought Kip to his new room. Slaves weren't tipped, and the use of slaves so that your guests didn't have to worry about tipping was a courtesy often shown between the rich. Lord Guile was reminding Kip of his poverty, of his tenuous position, rubbing his nose in it, reminding him how badly Kip needed tear. Kip didn't know much about the economics of it, but he did know that some drafters never pledged themselves to any satrapy, instead being supported privately. Those lords or merchants then sometimes rented out the services of their drafters to whoever needed them, mercenaries. For those who couldn't afford the time and money it took to invest in developing a drafter, it was a bargain. But Tyr's talent was worthless, wasn't it? Or priceless, in the right quarters.
"Gavin, Father, would you please come back? I'm afraid I'm going to do something awful here."
It was too late to go find Tyr. She'd probably be done with her shift by now, but Kip couldn't stay here. He wasn't tired, anyway, and he had 4 hours before his midnight training time with her and Iron Fist. He left the Prism's tower and walked into Big Jasper. As he crossed through a market, he swore that for a few steps everyone's gait was synchronized. 1, 2, 3 steps, all simultaneous. Then it passed. He must have imagined it. A few people looked at each other, then went back to their business. In 30 minutes, he was back in front of Janus Borig's door. He knocked and waited patiently. He saw shadows shift on the rooftops nearby. Guards? The traps slid open, and he saw her peer out.
"Where can I get a deck of black cards?" Kip asked.
She laughed.
"Back so soon? You see? I told you you're smarter than you thought. Come in, come in."